Hello everyone, episode 25 of August Wisdom, 31 episodes in 31 days, each with some back pocket wisdom just to take away with you, help you understand yourself better and life and others better. So today we're going to be talking about why self-correction is shadow. Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. Okay, why is self-correction shadow? So you've probably got a couple of questions here. First of all, what is self-correction? And then what is shadow? So what I mean by self-correction is when we basically interrupt ourselves as we are speaking. It's when we're having a conversation about something, we're telling someone something to someone, and then we correct ourselves, and it's sort of like we correct what we said in a way as to sort of clarify our likes, our dislikes, our desires, and so on, right? So let's give an example here. Imagine we're talking about a friend. A mutual friend. We're talking about another friend of ours, about a mutual friend. And then you say something and immediately you correct yourself and you say, it's not that I don't like her. It's just that da-da-da-da-da. Right? So you see, you've alluded to the fact you don't like her before. And then you afterwards, you correct yourself and you say, oh, it's not that I don't like her. It's just that da-da-da-da-da. Right? That is self-correction. Okay, so let's answer the question, what is shadow now? So shadow is basically any part of yourself, any desire, any like, any dislike, any preference, any characteristic, anything that you cannot see in yourself or that you actively deny in yourself. And what happens is these desires go into your subconscious, and on a conscious level, you can't acknowledge that they're there. But subconsciously, they are there and they're sort of bothering you. And when they are presented to the conscious mind, a sort of rejection happens. Okay, so let's take that as our little definition of the shadow. So what is happening in self-correction is that basically, in the example of the friend, during this conversation, you might be realizing you actually do not like this person very much, right? And it's there and it's in your psyche and you can sort of feel it, right? But at the same time, you've probably, given what you said afterwards, you probably don't fully acknowledge this to yourself, right? And also there's a part of you that genuinely does like the person, right? So what happens? You say something that might be lightly negative about them, and that's clearly coming from this part of you that doesn't like the person. And then what happens? You realize that you've let your guard down for a second, your conscious mind kicks into gear, and then to deny this sub-personality or this sub-desire, this sort of unconscious desire you have, or this unconscious dislike that you have to say, literally to the other person, it's not that I don't like her, right? Because why are you correcting yourself? If you were fully in touch with the fact you didn't like her and you admitted it to yourself and it was part of your consciousness, part of your conscious mind, why would you deny it? You wouldn't deny it. You would just acknowledge that it's part of who you are and that there it is. I'm not going to deny it. So what's basically happening is your conscious mind, you have this idea about yourself that you need, in your conscious mind, is guided by the idea that you need to like this person. But subconsciously, somewhere inside you, you actually don't, there's part of you that doesn't like them. I'm not saying you don't like them full stop. I'm saying there's things about them you don't like, or there's a part of you that doesn't like them. Okay. Now, in your conscious mind doesn't accept that. So whenever you express dislike, that's obviously coming from the part of you that doesn't like the person. So your conscious mind kicks in and it has to correct. You have to self-correct because what you said is not in line with your conscious idea of yourself, right? So that's how self-correction is shadow. Whenever you self-correct, like, and I work with people and trust me, I see this all the time. And I see it all the time in myself. So I'm not just saying this to you. I see it all the time in myself because we all have shadow. And we all have a conscious mind that is full of all the desires and preferences we accept. And it rejects all the stuff that conflicts with that. This is happening all the time. So often with quite petty things, you know, the example of not liking the person, that's kind of a petty thing. But then things like, it can get pretty, you know, it can go into pretty dark places in our psyche. And actually self-correction in a way is kind of a useful mechanism. If we're not ready to face our subconscious, it's a good way for us to distract ourselves, basically. You know, people even go as far as saying, you know, I don't like this it's not that I don't like this political party, but, or it's not that I'm racist, but, or it's not that I want to have a divorce, but, right? You see, so you see how this is a constant part of our language and our conversation. Self-correction is ubiquitous. And what I'm saying here is that it's not just some innocent little sort of quirk of conversation. It is actually shadow, right? So whenever you are self-correcting, whenever you notice yourself having to deny something, you have to realize that you're basically denying that part of yourself. You're denying a sub-personality that is in shadow. Whenever someone else self-corrects, they are basically telling you what their shadow is. The very thing they are denying is a part of themselves that they do not want to accept. They do not want to look at. And their conscious mind doesn't jive with it, right? So it's very tricky because this is such an ordinary part of conversation. It's such an ordinary part of how we sort of talk and how we feel like our preferences and desires just are, okay? But it's also when you start, it can feel like a bit of a burden. You know, Ross, aren't you being a bit extreme by saying, well, it's shadow and it's unwanted parts of yourself? Well, listen, once you face the reality of it, once you face the reality that this self-correction stuff tells you where your shadow is, it tells you where your sub-personalities are, it tells you the parts of yourself that you do not want to look at, now it becomes a valuable tool because you can say, well, whenever I'm self-correcting, whenever someone else is self-correcting, that is revealing shadow. And that means that it is revealing a part of me that is not whole. It is revealing a conflict in my psyche. In this example, the part of me that likes the person versus the part of me that doesn't like the person. The part of me that likes them is in my conscious mind because that is the part of me that has spoken and said, it's not that I don't like that person. And then there's the part of you that doesn't like the person, authentically doesn't like them, and it's buried in your subconscious and you're having to deny it on a conscious level. See, what was just a quirk in conversation is now actually like psychological gold because you realize the split. And as soon as you realize the split, you realize that actually I do have ambivalent feelings towards this person. And I don't have to deny it. I don't have to walk around denying it. And maybe that's not the only thing. Maybe I've got ambivalent feelings in other areas of my life. And as soon as you start to see this, you'll be surprised how much it reveals to you about yourself and other people. So just a little summary. Self-correction is always to do with shadow in the sense that when you self-correct, you're basically trying to impose your conscious sort of ideal onto yourself, and you're denying the sub-personalities that are behind the feelings or desires or traits or preferences that go against your conscious desires. And every time you do this, you're seeing a part of your psyche that is basically hidden in the shadows. All right, everyone, thanks a lot for joining me for episode 25 of August Wisdom. We've got 6 episodes left. There is 6 further days in August after this, so make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify to keep up to date. Thank you for joining. I'll see you very soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon.